This is GQDN for Friday, March 14th, 2025. It all stays in. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. Words are hard today. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. You know you want them. And go find the one called Questworthy. It's really good. Really, really good. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line for all the drink mixes that you got. You get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. Wall says good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. More stuff coming in tomorrow. Go check out all the videos there. And by stackup.org. Excellent, excellent community. In today's show, we got a PlayStation 5 controller up for sale. Series type thing. Final Fantasy stuff. Yes, yes, yes. And what could a Switch be worth? You know where we're starting now. Here is your top five as it stands right now for the World of Warcraft. Liberation of Undermined's Progress via Raider.io. At number five is Jidenhong. Number four, Hugo Hero. By the way, Jidenhong is at Sprocketmonger Loganstock, 18.48%. Hugo Hero is on the one-arm bandit, just under 50%, 48.9%. Method is at number three. They're at Muggsy, and right now they got Muggsy at 30.02%. Team Liquid is just ahead of them at number two, 16.67%. But Echo is in the lead, number one, with Muggsy at 11.51%. 11.51%. That's 6 out of 8 for 3 of the guilds. The race is on. But we're going to stick with Blizzard Entertainment for the rest of the news. Beginning of the rest of the news. VG247 says that Blizzard might like all the Diablo 4 players. Why? They're bringing the bonus XP and gold event back. So this is the Mother's Blessing event. And this is the second month in a row. Now, it's not quite a double XP event, but it will boost your XP and gold rate significantly. And just like the February edition, you will get 35% more XP and a 50% boost to gold. So people should enjoy that. Now, the event will begin on Tuesday, March 18th, and it will last until March 25th. And if you're in the seasonal and the eternal realms, you will also enjoy the bonuses. And that also goes for the world tiers as well. Now, Blizzard did have a live stream that was detailing the game with patch 2.2, and the PTR did kick off this past week. We shall definitely, if you play Diablo, we'll all enjoy that. Now we go to Final Fantasy 14. Eurogamer's got both articles because there's going to be a patch and a raid boss is going to come with it. So patch 7.2 will release on Tuesday the 25th, so in about 11 days. And the new patch will be titled Seekers of Eternity. It'll have more story with new quests and dungeons and raids called The Archideon, a new trial, and more stuff. Now, that news was shared by the director and producer, Noiki Yoshida, from the latest stream from them. In fact, Final Fantasy on X/Twitter, they put up some posts, mainly with video, but they did say, quote, "It's time to dance," end quote. Now, the series does have references to Final Fantasy IX, but that only comes with the different leveling systems and the difference between the enemies that will influence the damage dealt and taken. And if you die, players will lose experience points when they are not revived, which will result in the loss of knowledge level. There are some other things there, but I suggest you go take a look at that. But not just you. Let's say about 200 million others. Because Final Fantasy series did sell over 200 million copies worldwide. Now, Square Enix is the one that publishes the game, and they're the ones that are celebrating it. In fact, that did cement that Final Fantasy is one of the best-selling video games or video game franchises all time, or of all time, even though the sales did dip in the most recent years. Now, they did not beat out Assassin's Creed and The Sims, But they did beat out Sonic the Hedgehog and The Legend of Zelda. And I'm not just talking the individual games. No, it's the entire series. But they are still behind Mario, Tetris, Call of Duty, Pokemon, GTA, Minecraft, and FIFA. Now, they also said that PlayStation 1 was the most successful for Final Fantasy series. Final Fantasy 7 sold almost 15 million copies. Final Fantasy 8, 12 million copies. Final Fantasy 9 sold 8.9 copies. Final Fantasy 12 sold about 11.3 million. Final Fantasy 15 sold 10.3 million. Final Fantasy 13 sold about 9 million. And Final Fantasy 10 sold 9 million. Final Fantasy 14 sold 24 million sales. And once again, up on Twitter, or X, at Final Fantasy did say, quote, "The Final Fantasy Pixel Remastered series has sold over 5 million copies worldwide, and the Final Fantasy series has now sold over 200 million copies across the globe. Wherever you joined us on our adventures, thank you." So yeah, well done. Some of those are on the Switch too. So, there are a couple of ideas. One by VG247, and another by DualShockers, on how much a Switch 2 could cost. Both are saying $400, at the very least. So will it be that much? I'll be curious about it. But what would they say $400? Well, for instance, Toyo Securities did say, quote, "The original Switch NVIDIA's chip is estimated to cost $80 per unit, while the Switch 2's chip is likely to be in the $130 to $150 range. I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo goes ahead with $499. Dr. Serkan Toto, once again up on X, said, quote, "The hardware price is, of course, a big topic, but many people, including investors, do not consider the possible Switch 2 software prices. I absolutely expect Nintendo's own game and major third-party games to cost $70. So could that be right? Could that be right? Well, I bet some people are going to get it. Maybe FlyQuest could. Oh, that's right. We're going to the esports corner. HLTV said that FlyQuest benched Dexter because the team is going into a new direction, and Dexter was the game leader. And as Christopher Dexter Nong, because that 30-year-old has been removed from the starting lineup. Head coach is the endgame leader. And that came after their removal from the ESL Pro League Season 21 Stage 1, because they lost in the regionals to the rivals, Tailu, in a 2-2 decider match. Now, they also started out with a 0-3 record, and they had a 13-16th place at the Blast Bounty. So with that, he was benched. FlyQuest CS made that announcement on Twitter, or X, said, quote, "We are announcing a change in our CS2 roster. After evaluating our start in the 2025 season, we decided to move Dexter's journey to the bench as we take the team in a new direction. Moves have been made." And Eurogamer did provide some news about GTA 5. They made some moves too, because GTA Rockstar did approve some moddings on their vehicles, the cards, for all the PC players. Now, there was an update to PCs, and that's kind of what we're talking about, because the Grand Theft Auto 5's Enhanced Edition is now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Now, the mod team, CFX.RE, who was hired by Rockstar after they were banned, said that they're working on some multiplayer mods using a, quote, "conversion tool," end quote, that would assist the modding community, making some assets compatible with some new upgrades. And they're working on dictionaries of multiple drawables, generic models, geometry, optional embedded textures and lights, complex fragmented skeletons, models used for pedestrians, vehicles, destructibles, objects, textured dictionaries, and maybe some other stuff too. We'll see what happens there. Well, if you want a controller for your PlayStation 5, there's one that you might want to look at, especially if you're a Last of Us fan, but you might want to be quick about it, IGN.com said The Last of Us Limited Edition PlayStation 5 controller is now ready for pre-order. And that's on the PlayStation Direct site. Right now, you can pre-order it for $85. Keep in mind, there is a limited quantity to this. So, if you want to buy it straight up on the day, well, you're going to have a hard time because right now it's sold out on Amazon, Best Buy, Target, and Walmart. Now, if you're a pro member at GameStop, you might be able to get one there. But that'll be up to you. Good luck. It's going to be like that special toy you want there at Christmas. Good luck trying to find it. But you know where to find us. Twitch.tv/DawnForge tomorrow night, 6 p.m. BlizzCon announcement and the Race to World First update. Who knows? Maybe that race will be done. Maybe. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night, people. So until then, go play some video games. Have fun.